Behind every winner, there's often a judge. Pianist Sofia Guliak has Santiago Rodriguez to thank, in part, for taking home the top prize at the William Capell International Piano Competition. The contest wrapped up last night at the University of Maryland. Judge Rodriguez chaired the jury responsible for narrowing the pool of contestants from 25 down to 1. He joins us now to give us a backstage look at the weighty responsibility of adjudicating a major music competition. Welcome, Judge Rodriguez.
Good to be here.
These contestants have all worked so long and hard, and you come along and in a sense you are the Grim Reaper. It seems daunting to choose among them, an awesome responsibility.
It is awesome because in the arts, of course, judging anything is a very bizarre at best proposition because art is never meant to be judged except by the person who's listening to it or looking at it. And so I had a panel of 6 other jury members from around the world, and we were all happy that at least the level of a lot of these young people was so extremely high that it made the choosing very difficult. And we like difficulty when it comes to this. And we had a lot of variety, too, which was very welcomed.
So the contestants arrived a couple weeks ago, and 3 pianists made it to last night's final round. I'd like to get a sense of their individual styles of playing. And earlier in the competition, you had each of the 3 play Aaron Copland's Piano Sonata. So let's listen first to Sofia Guliak, the 27-year-old winner from Russia. That was Sofia Guliak. Now we'll listen to 20-year-old American Sarah Danishpour play the very same Copland Piano Sonata. All right, Santiago, to my ears, I simply hear a somewhat gentler, slightly more muted version the second time around with Danishpour than with Guliak. What did you hear?
Exactly the same thing, in particular in the left-hand passages, not the sharp, accentuated right hand. You can hear a little bit more personality in number 2. Not better or worse, just different. Mm-hmm. And that is what we were so happy to find in the 3 that we selected to go on to the finals. All of them had their own individual personality. I am a big proponent of having individuality in music because even at an early stage, as young as these kids are, already they should be knowing where their heart is. I use that expression often because I really mean it. In music, you have to have a love, you have to have a passion. You cannot just do it because you want to hear yourself play.
So let's listen to a little bit more of Danishpour's performance, and then we'll contrast that with the 3rd semifinalist. All right, now we're going to contrast what we've just heard, which was Danishpour, with Spencer Meyer, an American and a graduate of Juilliard, and he's playing the very same part of that sonata. A little bit like I'm drinking wine because I'm going to say bolder and heavier notes.
You got it. You got it.
I don't know. Is that?
You correct? Got it. You hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly right.
But I am just a rank listener. When you judges who are world-class musicians, you yourself have performed everywhere, how do you subjectively interpret.
Yeah, I like myself different interpretations, and in particular, if they're a little bit more controversial and I'm used to hearing it, the better. Since we have heard almost everything out there and done it ourselves or tried to do it, when someone tells you something you haven't heard quite that way before, that's already signaling to you that this is someone that you want to keep your eye on.
In the end, you chose Sofia Guliuk, the 27-year-old from Russia, and I'm just wondering if there was some signal moment at which you said, "Eureka, that's it."
Well, I think it all starts from the first time you hear them. I think you make immediate contact with them emotionally from the very first. And these two ladies and this young man that made it to the finals, we knew from the very beginning that they were something very special.
Let's listen to Sofia Guliuk, and maybe you could tell us what it was for you that did it.
That was the Chasse-Neige of Franz Liszt, the last of the Transcendental Etudes, number 12. There's an enormous tremolo in the middle of the piano that's supposed to resemble some sort of rustling wind or churning sea, mm-hmm. and then on top of that you have melodies going on at both extremes of the piano, and extremely difficult to play, and in the live performance of to play these things live and to play them as well as she did was a great accomplishment.
There's an incredible balance between the riffs on each side. You mentioned the intricate melodies, and I was thinking
right.
It would be so easy for one of these to overpower the others, and you get that sense of things building, and it just is carrying you away like wind.
That's what this young woman had about her playing. She always pushed the boundaries at both extremes, and she had this energy that sometimes was overwhelming.
What sort of notes do the judges take on this? What sort of comments are made?
I don't take any notes. I memorize everything. I remember the very best and the very worst for some reason. I don't really remember the mediocre. And when a person makes an impression on me, it's an indelible mark on my memory.
Now, in last night's final round of the competition, the three semifinalists each played a different concerto with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Spencer Meyer performed Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. Sarah Danishpour played Tchaikovsky's Concerto No. 1, and Sofia Guliuk selected Rachmaninoff's Concerto No. 3 in D minor. Do the choices themselves say anything particular to you, Santiago Rodriguez?
Well, that these kids love Russian music, which is very easy to do. Those are three of the most popular works, and at the same time, some of the most difficult to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of tells us a little bit about their personalities, too, that they're highly romantic players, and they have a lot of things to say about very dramatic repertory.
And this year, for the first time, the audience at the competition chose their favorite musician. And again, Ms. Guliuk won the audience award as well. So let's go out on her winning performance from last night. This is Sofia Guliuk and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra performing Rachmaninoff's Concerto No. 3 in D minor. Santiago Rodriguez chaired the international jury of the William Capel Piano Competition. He's a professor of music at the University of Maryland. Thanks for an absolutely thrilling conversation.
Thank you. I appreciate it being here with you.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.